So I've got some good news. There's a new product on the market to help keep your skin looking young.
Oh.
Anti-aging gin.
Oh. Oh.
So I guess we're going to start drinking gin more often.
Is it time to call Big Fatty?
Apparently. Anyway, I haven't...
Is that why Big Fatty looks so young and youthful? Is all the gin?
Maybe.
Oh.
Because he's about 175 now, right?
Yeah, and he only looks 122. Oh, my God. He's going to be so angry at us.
Anyway, yeah, so I just found this article, and I thought it was really interesting. Like, people are finding ways to promote products no matter what.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
So I've got some good news. Anti-aging gin.
Oh, God, I hate gin.
Oh.
Because what? He's about 175 now, right?
Not nice.
He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4136 of the BFO for Wednesday the 13th of December 2023, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and maybe we'll get around to a voice letter or two. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Buenos dias, gordito.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning. Prime Ribbers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your Prime Ribbers today, you'll find out a little bit later. But let me just say wishing us a good morning today was, y'all, it was that Captain D from Tennessee. He was the one whispering. And y'all, I tell you why he's on there. Y'all, they had the terrible storms that went through where he lived. I called. I've gotten a report. Everything is fine with he and his family. Then we had some Mexicans. Big Fatty, I think they live in Denver. Yeah, probably so. Sleepy heads talking the Mexican. And y'all, then the last greeting was from Mr. Tim Kumal. You know, he's the patron saint of the BFO. And y'all, he had a little surgery. And he is doing just fine. And we send out good wishes to him. Big Fatty, do you think you can stay awake for the rest of the little show? Well, I'm going to try. But anyway, good morning to you and to yours. Yours what?
Wake up, sunshine.
Dear Gussie, y'all, you know, I've had this guide here from the Robs for several days, and I'm just now getting around to opening it up, but let's do that right now. Y'all, it feels very elegant. Very elegant. So we'll just open it up here and see what we got. And, look, Big Fatty, it says Mele Kalikimake. It says 2023. Y'all, it's a picture of something here. 2023 was our first time going to the Hawaiian, and we had a wonderful time exploring the entire island of Kauai. Big Fatty. Of course, no trip would be complete without a visit to the fabric stores and creating a commemorative quilt. Wishing you and yours a relaxing holiday season and an adventurous new year. Merry Grandma, Robin Rob. And y'all, there's pictures of there of them there in the Hawaiians. And they've got that aloha. And y'all, you know, the Nip and I, we were out in the Hawaiians in 2019 this time.
Oh, happy
Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 13th of December, y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all have met these two gentlemen here in Upchuck, and this was... many years ago. I think it was around the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. They were in town, and y'all, we met at the W. Do Rights, y'all, they live up there in the North Kakalaki in the Durham, and... Or is it? Are they in the Hillsboro now? I think they're in the Hillsboro now. I used to get pictures of the gay crema decorations and the crema decorations on their house, but I don't think I've gotten any in a year or so. Big fan, it's because they've unsubscribed. Well, they've come to their senses. But y'all, I'm talking about none other than Ron and Stacy in Hillsboro. Big fan, we love Ron and Stacy in Hillsboro. And y'all, if you see them on the social medias, wish them a happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 13th of December, we have not one but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, I just saw this scoundrel last Wednesday, in fact, at the Podcasters of America dinner. Y'all, he's over there in the Hatlanta, and y'all have run into him numerous times at events at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, and y'all, he's coming to Leather Weather Weekend. Y'all, he's just one of the nicest people that you'll want to meet. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Travis. Big Manny, we love Travis. We do indeed. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, let me tell you. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all used to do the underpants show. Y'all, he came to many of the Pride 48 events. And y'all did an underpants party at those, along with the Urban Guy T.O. Y'all, he was also did a little show with Dr. Stone, the twerk and beanie, and Big Teddy. Which one of them twerked? I think it was the birthday boy. And y'all, he does not celebrate. He does not celebrate this day as a birthday. Although I have a feeling. I have a feeling he will be going out for some prime rib tonight. Big Fatty, is that why we're prime ribbers today? That is correct. And, but y'all, he likes to celebrate in the summertime when there's sun. Y'all, he's up there in the northern Mexico. I'm talking about none other than the one and only Turnip Head. Big Fatty, we love the one and only Turnip Head. Yes, we do. So, y'all, if you see Travis or the Turnip Head on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Dark Skies or the Whale Spout or the Spools or, oh hell, I don't know where else, probably at the Prime Rib Restaurant, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday to you!
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends. And then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Fatty the Pooh music. We do indeed. y'all, let's see. Y'all, before I go any further, y'all, of the mystery has been solved. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that mystery is... who the gift at was of the lovely cocktail glasses. Y'all, it was indeed from the one and only Moose P. And he sent me a message and said, it should have been a card in with it, and it should have had gift wrapping. And I told him, no! No, it did not. And so I said, thank you so much for the gift, Ed, but get on that Lesbyterian delivery service and see about getting a coupon or a refund or whatever. Unacceptable. So, anyway, wanted to just clear that up. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I can see why you needed to clear that up. But let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nip stopped by. He had been out nipple walking, y'all. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And let's see, what did I... No, I already told you about everything, and he came... He stopped back by later in the evening, and y'all, I just piddled around the villa here, watched some things on the TV machine. Y'all, I watched The Price is Right at night, because they had a Crema show, and then y'all, after that, it was the premiere. It was the premiere of the Big Bang Lot Reindeer Games. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, and, y'all, they've got some pretty good contestants, former contestants in it. Y'all, they brought Edgar back from this summer's season, and he was the newbie, and y'all, you know, he had just finished doing the regular Big Bang. And so he was already back at it. But y'all, if nothing else, you should go watch an episode of the Big Bang Reindeer Games. Cause y'all, they have absolutely decorated the house very, very nicely. There's a Santa's workshop, and there's the big living room, and Mrs. Claus's kitchen, and the hot cocoa room. Oh, Big Fatty, do the girls go there? Yeah, the hot cocoa girls go there. And, of course, they've they've decorated up the turlet. And, y'all, it just all looks really, really nice. They pulled out all the stops on this. And I posted on the Twix that the only reason I'm watching the... Big with that Reindeer Games is to see that frankincense grande get evicted. And y'all, I'm not going to spoil it, but y'all, needless to say, I was not ecstatic with who left on Monday night. And there's another episode on Tuesday night, and then I think the next one's on Thursday night, and then it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday of next week, and it's done. It's done. But y'all, they've got some, it's pretty good. There's some elements of the Big Brother in there, and you know, there's just, You know, it's cute enough. And, you know, y'all, they're wearing all these crema sweaters and outfits and everything. And so it's cute. But y'all, I only watched half of it because y'all, the gutter bed pills were kicking in. Big Fat sounds like they're kicking in now. Well, y'all, they're not. But y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, it hit freezing. I didn't think it was going to be that cold. I didn't do anything to bring in the elderly or check on the plants. Anyway, I woke up on Tuesday morning. Oh no, Monday night. Y'all received a testimonium from the ladies over at Shady Pines saying that Tuesday night was a no go. They had other things on the books. So we said thank you for calling, and y'all. Then I got up. I had my coffee. Did my puzzles, read the newspaper, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all, I came back. I had me I had some more of that prime rib, that Peter G recipe prime rib. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's delicious. It's just delicious. And then, y'all, I got my share. And I laid down. I turned on the electric camisole while I was in the shower, and I got under it. When I got out, y'all, I took about an hour's nip a nap. Y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all, my 32-year-old regular gentleman caller, He didn't want to come over for Humpty Bumpty, but Humpity Bumpity, but y'all, he came by, and we've been chatting for a few hours here, and he just left. I'm late in getting this out. I'm sure that Moose P is worried sick, anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy! Dear Gussie, y'all, Big Freddy, Mean King will be interested in this. Y'all, sports ball bowl season is getting ready to start up, and y'all, Big Fatty doesn't have the ESPN, so I don't get to see many games, but there are quite a few I do. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Big doings, you know, the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all have already looked at the preview of the circular, and Lurie Warbucks will be happy to know that cheese is on sale. Big Fatty, it just ain't right. It's not right. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, the Turnip Head, and Turnip Head, just out of curiosity, is there anything you want to tell us or experience on your birthday?
So I've got some good news. Anti-aging gin.
Oh, God, I hate gin.
Oh.
Because what, he's about 175 now, right?
Not nice.
He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
Oh, Big Betty, I just love those darling children. They put me in the crema spirit.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.